Right, she's in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, and she is a Connecticut-based expert on international relations. She's worked in the field for presidents over the years, also in the private sector, and she's a regular on our program, Yvonne Renee Davis. Yvonne, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bon Natale, to both of you. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Say, you have worked with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and you think he's in trouble?
Yeah, there's a real problem. I'm actually experiencing what is called cognitive dissonance right now with Secretary Tillerson, because I worked on a very sensitive project for Secretary Tillerson when he was the chairman of ExxonMobil on a project in Abu Dhabi, which is in the United Arab Emirates. And the message that I got from the top down to me was failure was not an option. And it was a successful, successful assignment. I had a 3-year contract with ExxonMobil. So knowing and having the opportunity to meet Mr. Tillerson, on two occasions, I always had a strong impression of him. I've done a competitive analysis of ExxonMobil, comparing it to other oil companies throughout the world, and understood why ExxonMobil was the number one or the most wealthiest country in the world by way of, you know, how it ran its corporations. So he, as Secretary of State, is just, it's a little befuddling to me. Even though he has a plan to right-size or reorganize the State Department, but it's a big difference when you're chairman of a private corporation, a transnational corporation, versus when you're dealing with public diplomacy in our world.
Okay, Yvonne, let's start right there, because among the criticisms of the Secretary of the State is he is attempting to gut the State Department staff, including the mid-level bureaucracy. Senator Chris Murphy is out there all the time tweeting about how Tillerson is gutting the Secretary of the State's office. What's going on, really, in Washington in that area?
Well, when you have key officers that have served this country for decades or many, many years just summarily walk out, you put your nation at risk. We have 294 embassies and consulates around the world. Our first Secretary of State in our history is Thomas Jefferson. And so when you look at the purpose of the U.S. Department of State, it is for Americans when they travel abroad to be safe, to facilitate in different countries. It is also a foreign aid arm in terms of humanitarian. It also bridges a lot of gaps. The Secretary of State, in terms of the Constitution, is in line for the presidency.
Is he gutting the office? What is he doing?
It's happening. When you have that type of discombobulation that's going on in the State Department, it has never been, it's unprecedented. It's never been seen before. I worked with the U.S. Department of State for 16 years. And in my 16 years, under two U.S. presidents, full 2 terms, I have never seen something so egregious in terms of what's happening. Now,
well,
I understand.
Let's get to the point. Let's get to the point. Do you see Tillerson leaving, and is it Trump's leadership that is causing him to leave? That's, what do you think?
I don't know if it's Trump's leadership causing him to leave, but there's enough tension that would probably push him out. Because you remember, there's tension between he and Jared Kushner in terms of he's been circumvented in a number of occasions, even in the Pacific trip that the president did, where the Secretary of State is the voice of the president overseas. He's right now in Brussels trying to meet with our European allies on a number of initiatives. But there is a problem. He speaks usually opposite, so he's in trouble.
So what are these stories, Yvonne? What are these stories? Yes. And this is the second time now that it's happened within the last 3 months. Tillerson is out. Trump is going to be naming a new Secretary of State. And then they walk back these announcements. What's going on?
They're not prepared. I mean, if you look at it, they're not prepared. Embassies are not filled with ambassadors. There's not any leaders or deputies in the region. It's just totally discombobulated. So he has a problem with leadership. There is a competency issue. No one wants to talk about that. A chairman that ran.
So Rex Tillerson.
It's a competency issue in terms of being able to, first of all, it's a morale issue. Morale is so down in the dumps when it comes to even people representing the country and feeling good about representing the U.S. Department of State. It is not there.
Okay.
And it's very, everybody's working in silos. It for me personally, who have worked with the U.S. Department of State, it is a travesty. It is very, very sad.
So you think he's on his way out then? The way you're talking, you think he's on his way out?
He either is on his way out or needs to be on his way out. If he can't pull it together by this year, he's got to go. Because this jeopardizes our safety and security in the world, Brad and Dan. Please understand, this is a security issue when we do not have this type of organization in place. It's really not good.
Okay, Yvonne, hold on there. I know we've got to check on Brad. We're going to check sports and traffic, and then we'll be back with Yvonne Renee Davis. Well, back in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Yvonne Renee Davis, Connecticut-based foreign policy expert. She's worked in the State Department. She's worked under two presidents. She worked under Rex Tillerson on an ExxonMobil project. Yvonne, I want to get something straight now. Is Rex Tillerson, because of his inexperience in the diplomatic corps, he was a businessman heading ExxonMobil. Is that the reason, or is the reason Tillerson is trying to drain the swamp over at the State Department, we're having these troubles there?
It could perhaps be. It definitely is an experience. No one wants to admit a man that ran a billion-dollar corporation would have trouble with a government agency, but I believe that is a problem. I do believe there's a power struggle inside the President Trump and the White House in him in terms of how things are run. I mean, the big scuttlebutt was, did he call the president a moron? And so the minute you call names, that's when things start. You know, I think there's a lot of frustration on the part of Secretary Tillerson, but he hasn't been able to corral his the internal mechanisms or leadership inside the State Department, the rank and file, to get support, and he doesn't have it. And so that is a problem, and it's going to have long range issues for months to come, perhaps years, if we do not stop the hemorrhaging of the State Department right now. It's okay if you have to right size or cut things and get the budget aligned, but that's not the way you do it, and it shouldn't be tried in the media as it is. It's very ugly, and it's not good how we look to the world. We look confused to the world. The world looks to us for organization, for leadership in the world when it comes to public diplomacy, and it's not being properly exhibited, particularly when you have hot buttons such as North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Venezuela.
Okay, what's going to happen with North Korea? What's your take now?
Well, right now, we're ready for war. I mean, you have 2,000 stealth jets, hundreds of aircraft, and the war games exercises between the Republic of Korea and the United States.
Couldn't you make the case, we only have so much time, that's why I want to get these questions in, couldn't you make the case that failed leadership on the part of the State Department in previous administrations has put this problem on the lap of Donald Trump?
I can't make the case that failed leadership in the past has done that, because we've never had this type of public display of confusion like that. We have to look at our history. I mean, if you want to make the case of North Korea, you can make the argument that previous presidents have been weak on the issue of North Korea, why we're in the position we are now.
That's the case I'm making.
That's the case on the program the time.
I think you have to put that into play, and that's a Democrat and Republican previous administration, because people have been sort of swatting at it or not using proper diplomacy. At this point, we're at the 11th hour right now. We're 5 minutes to 12. And I think that Americans are too complacent when it comes to that we are on the brink of something very serious, and there is no coming back. There's no surgical warfare. I think that Senator Graham was correct and saying, you know, non-essentials probably should consider leaving. I mean, we're in a serious situation. Secretary Tillerson is not even a part of that discussion, which is a shame, because it doesn't show strength of the State Department. So that is a Trump administration issue under this administration. But at the same time, the U.S. Department of Defense is moving forward. And Kim Jong-un is not going to stop, does not care about sanctions, doesn't matter about China. China's not going to do enough to stop them. So we are faced where the showdown will be between the United States of America and the DPRK.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
So, Yvonne, thank you. Thank you very much for being with me. And, Dan, it's going to be interesting to watch all of this.
Yeah. Thanks, Yvonne. You take
care.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yvonne Renee Davis, our guest.